Hey everyone, and welcome back to Nintendo's worst-selling console. Today I'm going to be talking about the enigma that is the Wii U. This is such a weird system because some will argue it's the worst console Nintendo has ever made, but others will say it was just misunderstood and better than we remember. But I'm here to tell you, no, the Wii U is not better than we remember. Sure, it had some really good games, but you do not miss the Wii U era. And this is coming from someone who bought a Wii U in 2013, sold it in 2021, and then bought another one in 2023. Yeah, this is what I've become. As I go through the pros and cons of this console, I'll also give my perspective on what it was like owning a Wii U at the time. And I think around 13.5 million people will also be able to relate on some level. But with all that being said, let's just jump into it. Here it is. Despite me saying you don't miss the Wii U, don't get things misconstrued. I love this little hemorrhoid. Even though many people despise the Wii U gamepad, it's so dang comfortable to hold. I would say it's even more comfortable than the Switch.
This doesn't feel right.
But as far as the console itself goes, I think it looks just fine. It's not super exciting, but it gets the job done, and it's by no means an eyesore. And similarly to the Wii, you can lay it down flat, or you can use these little stands and sit it vertically. This makes me want to puke. And one other thing I've noticed, being a Wii and a Wii U owner, is you can take discs out of the Wii when it's powered off, but if you try doing it with the Wii U, the system just boots itself back up. This may be a bit nitpicky, but I always thought it was super convenient to take the disc out of the Wii while it was turned off. And I had a few occasions where I would finish playing my Wii U, and then I would accidentally leave the game in, so then I would have to turn the system back on, take out the disc, and turn it off again. And I'm not a big specs guy, but according to a lot of people, the Wii U was, dare I say, underpowered. It also doesn't have very good storage, but fortunately for me, I bought mostly physical games, so I never really had any storage issues outside of needing to insert an SD card at some point. And as a Nintendo fan, all I really cared about was being able to play my games. As we all know, the Wii U is backwards compatible with the Wii, so we can include this entire library right off the bat. But what were some of the new games we could play when the system launched? The Wii U was released in North America on November 18th, 2012, along with many launch titles. Some of these games included New Super Mario Bros. U, Zombie U, Batman Arkham City Armored Edition, Assassin's Creed 3, etc. And let me quickly say, Wii U game discs are very smooth on the edges, and this is a feeling that continues to bless my fingers every time I take a game out of its case. Mario Bros. U was the big Nintendo exclusive to start out, and that tells you everything you need to know about the Wii U. Don't get me wrong, I liked playing this game, and I 100% completed it, but having the fourth installment of New Super Mario Bros. Serve as the console's big launch title was a bad omen. And the third-party support for the Wii U was also pretty pathetic throughout the entirety of its life, but the game you got with the console was Nintendo Land. And aside from Mario Kart 8, this was probably me and my three sisters' favorite multiplayer game on Wii U. Looking at this game critically, it definitely had some pointless uses for the gamepad, and it wasn't as accessible as something like Wii Sports. But of course it wasn't. Nobody bought a Wii U. The two games my sisters and I played the most were Mario Chase and Luigi's Ghost Mansion. These games were so fun, and both had the same setup with the gamepad user going up against the other players. It made for an enjoyable time, and I look back on playing Nintendo Land with my sisters very fondly. Sometimes my wife and I will have my sisters over just so we can come back to this game. But the main titles that, in my mind, justify the Wii U purchase were Super Mario 3D World, Mario Kart 8, and Super Smash Bros. Now, I realize a lot of other great properties were represented over the Wii U's life, like Pikmin, Zelda, Bayonetta, Donkey Kong, and heck, even Splatoon got its first installment in 2015. But the three games I mentioned previously are where I sunk most of my hours into. Sometimes my friends mocked me for having a Wii U instead of an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4, but they weren't making fun of me when I brought Smash Bros. To the function. And the fellow gamers at my high school would sometimes have these little video game get-togethers called a SMAP, which stood for Super Mega Awesome Party. That's right. I was hanging out with the popular kids. But nobody else even had a Wii U, so I was always responsible for bringing Super Smash Bros. Even though I owned the least popular console at the time, it didn't just sit in my room, and many other people loved playing the games I had for it. It was my console, and I think that's why me and other Wii U owners have such great memories from this generation. But I also have great memories from elementary school, and I don't necessarily want to relive that. So we have backwards compatible Wii games, brand new Wii U games, and we also have the Virtual Console.
I feel like a weatherman. As you can see, there's going to be a high pressure system coming in tomorrow. Now, if I'm remembering correctly, my virtual console collection was as follows: Super Mario World, Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, Donkey Kong King of Swing, Pokemon Red Rescue Team, and Super Mario Galaxy. Looking back, I wish I would have bought more virtual console games, especially since the Wii U eShop is dead now. And I didn't even buy a single Nintendo DS game, and the Wii U is almost the perfect console for that. But what wasn't perfect was the Wii U Virtual Console itself. In a nutshell, the games for it had a really weird and slow release schedule. A lot of these games were already released on the Wii Virtual Console, and I can only get excited about Ice Climber so many times. They also never added any GameCube games, despite pretty much every major Nintendo console being represented. Now, the big debate that everybody talks about, and by everybody, I mean maybe a few people, which is better, the Wii U Virtual Console or Nintendo Switch Online? Nintendo Switch Online has access to more games with better emulation quality and options. But of course, it's a subscription service, and that is the one thing the Wii U Virtual Console does better. On Wii U, you just bought the retro games you wanted, and that was it. But I will admit, the Nintendo Switch Online fee, it's not terribly expensive, so it kind of just depends on what your preference is. Do you want to just buy the games you want and that's it? Or do you want access to all the games, but you have to pay like a monthly or yearly fee? But in my opinion, Switch Online is better in almost every way. I will say though, the Wii U eShop was way more enjoyable to use because of the different music tracks, and I also thought it was really convenient to be able to scroll using the stylus and the gamepad. The Switch eShop is dead silent, laggy, and just downright depressing. The Switch is still the better console. Who said that? Overall, was the Wii U a failure? Pretty much, yeah. Its only saving grace was its exclusives, and some of those didn't always perfectly hit the mark either. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is one of the most gorgeous games on the console, but you have to look down at the gamepad most of the time. Mario Kart 8's battle mode is literally worse than someone peeing in your cereal. Super Mario 3D World is good, but it was basically derived from Mario 3D Land. And Donkey Kong Frozen Ape is just a newer Donkey Kong Country Returns. Again, these games are fun, but you weren't getting a lot of brand new stuff. Nintendo did just enough to repel casual and hardcore gamers from the Wii U, and those who did stick around would occasionally get a solid title, along with some stinkers. But being a Wii U owner now that it's discontinued kind of feels like a niche hobby, and Wii U games are generally inexpensive, aside from specific titles and bundles. The most expensive Wii U game I own is Wind Waker HD, and it cost me about $50 on eBay, but Super Luigi U cost me only $15, so it really just depends on what kind of games you're after. And of course, you can also just play Wii games. So to wrap up the video, do you miss the Wii U? You might. I mean, not everybody is as critical about this console, so maybe you're one of the lucky ones who loved this thing from its launch to its final days. Like I mentioned earlier, being an owner of the unpopular game system at the time wasn't always great, but whenever an awesome game came out, or you just had a bunch of fun playing Smash Bros. With your friends, that made you feel special. The Wii U still sucks. So anyways, that's gonna about do it for this video. I had a lot of fun looking back at the Wii U, because not only is it nostalgic, but it also reminds me of how I would use it to record gameplay videos in college, back when this channel was in its infancy. And I also used it to record Wii Fit gameplay, because I actually did a video where I tried to lose weight using 2009 Nintendo games. So if that video sounds interesting to you, I'll put it right here. I really appreciate you all watching, so don't forget to like and subscribe, and I'll see you all next time.